I was thinking about Moses in Exodus 3. God comes to Moses through a burning bush and he says, I'm calling you to deliver God's people from Egypt. What he's saying to Moses is, I'm calling you to be an overcomer. And this is the conviction God gave me for the church for 2022. God comes to Moses and calls him to be an overcomer. And God tells Moses he's going to be used to, deliver God's people. And I can kind of relate with Moses. I was praying for 2022 for Catalyst, and God is asking us to be overcomers. Yeah? God is asking us to be overcomers. But my flesh wants to respond, God, there is a whole worldwide pandemic going on, but that the government is divided. There's inflation, difficulty. Our people are having difficulty in the workplace. There's emotional things, and just it's so difficult, God. And what I realized, Moses' response was similar when God called Moses to be an overcomer. He was telling God, God, I think I need to remind you, the Pharaoh, remember the Pharaoh, the most powerful person in the world is trying to kill me. The Egyptians, they hate me. The most powerful people in the world, they hate me. God's people, they won't believe me. And me, when I look at myself, I'm just a lowly shepherd. I can't speak. Nobody will listen to me. God, you got the wrong person. See, Moses was overwhelmed with fear. Yeah, Moses was overwhelmed with fear. And fear hinders us from overcoming. When God's people were called to cross the river of Jordan to conquer and overcome the land, their territory that was given to them, fear made them not cross the river into their inheritance. The army of Israel couldn't defeat Goliath, not because they didn't have weapons. The Bible says Saul and all the Israelites were dismayed and terrified because they were afraid. Spiritually, fear takes away our identity in Christ. Fear makes us forget we are sons and daughters of God. We see ourselves as grasshoppers instead of overcomers. Fear makes you go away from the power of God, away from grace, away from forgiveness, away from God's security, intimacy, healing, and freedom to anger, control, division, judgment, and critical heart. Today, fear makes us not discern the truth from the lies. That's what fear does. Fear makes us get angry and resentful at others who have different view. News media use fear to get more clicks and views. Government use fear to gain more power and control. And it's dividing the country up into tribes. Church becomes unhealthy when overwhelmed with fear. This is what I learned about fear. What you fear the most reveals what you value the most. You are afraid about your child's future, their health, their well-being. And it is because you value your child. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. But there is a bad thing about fear we need to overcome. What you fear the most also reveal where you trust God the least. Right? What you fear the most reveal what is important to you, which is good, but unfortunately, it can also reveal where you are not trusting God. And that's why, in that part, as a church, we need to overcome. God is the call of God for Catalyst is to trust. And the main text for today is Proverbs, if you could turn to it. I don't have it up. I don't have a PowerPoint for that. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. And God's people said, amen. You know, we have a call as a church, as a disciple of Jesus Christ, to trust in the Lord. And it's not just ordinary trust, especially in times like this. It's calling for a radical trust. It's calling for a radical trust. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Okay? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. This kind of trust is when you don't lean on your own understanding, or you trust in the Lord. It's time as such as this. Okay? It's time as such as this. We rely on our own understanding, you know, what human being could do, you know, our own wisdom. But in time as such as this, we're called to trust in the Lord. When future seems uncertain, when we want to give up, when we are afraid, right? When we are afraid, trust in the Lord with all your heart. You know, this trust is not when things make sense, but when things don't make sense. And God says, if you can trust the Lord when things don't make sense, it is not easy to trust in uncertain times. But if we fight to trust in the Lord, this passage doesn't say, okay, if you trust the Lord, then God's going to, you know, he calls you to make the path straight. But the Bible says, he will make your path straight. He will make your path straight. Meaning God will reveal himself in the midst of the difficulty. God will move. God will strengthen you. God will help you. God will transform you. God will give you the victory. And in Christ, for 2022, you will overcome. Right? You will overcome. Don't be afraid of the trials you're facing today. Don't run away from the trials you're facing today. That, you know, when I say don't be afraid, doesn't mean that emotional fear is not going to be there. It's going to be there. But don't run away from the trials that you're facing. That's courage. Okay? Don't be upset at it. Don't stress about it. Why? During impossible situation, God moves. That is what makes him God. That's why I worship him. That's why I follow him. That's why we trust him. If things are overwhelming and God becomes hopeless, he isn't God then. Then he isn't God. I want to remind you how big God is. God is bigger than our problems. 2 Corinthians, you know, chapter 20, Jehoshaphat and the army of Israel faced this vast, vast army. Their next day seemed so uncertain. And God tells them, do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army. For the battle is not yours, but God's. The battle is not yours, but God's. You don't help God, but God helps you. You don't hold up God, God holds you up. It is not because of you the battle is won. It is because of God the battle is won. It's because of God we are overcomers. We are overcomers. You know, let's, when we are afraid, we control things, you know. That's us, that's human nature, you know. And so, you know, let's give up our control to God. Okay? Let's give up our control to God. You know, I shared before, you know, can you control Earth's distance from the sun? You know, because scientists says if it was 5% closer, that would be, runaway greenhouse effect. If it was 1% further, the Earth was 1% further from the sun, there would be mass glaciation, just 1%. So relax, we need to relax. You're not holding up the world. Once you realize you're not in control, God can do something. And this is what God's trying to teach me. I do so many reading and I get so upset, I get stressed, I get anxious, and God keeps saying, Sam, I'm in control. Your Messiah, your Creator, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, He's in control. There are many things you and I have no control over. The day you were born, you didn't choose your parents. You didn't choose your natural gifting. You're not in control of when you and I will die. Only thing you can control is your attitude. I want to encourage and challenge Catalyst. What's our attitude going to be? I'm going to trust God. I am not going to lean on my own understanding. I am going to submit myself to God. Let's believe 2022. And again, last Sunday, I said that this is almost certain, it's an endemic here. We're going to have to live with COVID. But believe, right? Not be hopeless about it, but believe in difficult situation. Believe difficult situation is an opportunity for God to move. It's an opportunity for God to move. We control, we lean on our own understanding because we don't believe God will move on our behalf. And every difficult situation, God challenges people, believe in me. Put your faith in me. Put your faith in me. Let's believe God will move on our behalf. Right? He loves you. He loves me. Let's believe God will move on our behalf. The difficulties, the trials you're going through, the spiritual attack, conflict, your weakness, setback, obstacles, the opposition, the COVID, the storm, the shaking. Let's believe together. And this is how we're going to be overcomers together. We're not alone. We're going to do this together. The stage is set for God to move in 2022. If your faith is easily shaken, we will not be able to overcome. If our faith is easily shaken. If our God is smaller than COVID, we cannot overcome. If our brokenness is bigger than God, we cannot overcome. If fear is greater than our faith in God, we cannot overcome. If we put our trust in the world and not God, we cannot overcome. You and I will be overwhelmed and not be able to overcome. In order to run the race, in order for 2022 to be a year where we as a church become an overcomer, God has to be big in our mind, in our heart, in our attitude, in our vision. We have to trust in the Lord with all our heart. Jesus, he did miracle when people were hungry, when people were sick. He set people free when people were demonized. And Jesus faced the cross because sin brought death into the universe. And what happened? The gospel message is this. Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus resurrected. Jesus overcame death. Jesus is victorious over death. And God's people said, Amen.